Welcome to the View Tourism Podcast, and I'm Coach Benson Williams. The View Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. Today's episode is a special edition dubbed Tour of African Gastronomy Talk Series, where featured chefs of UNWTO's Tour of African Gastronomy Journal speak to us on their culinary journeys and their respective gastronomy offerings. Chef Mariam Kauzu, an executive chef at Malawi Sambe Tourism PLC, is my guest. Welcome to the Via Tourism Podcast, and this morning we have been joined by executive chef from Malawi. She's Mariam Kauzu, who'll be telling us more about the Tour of African Gastronomy as part of our series with the World Tourism Organization in terms of promoting African gastronomy. So, Mariam, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Kojo.
And how are you doing? How is Malawi? Give us a sense of how Malawi things are there.
I'm doing well.
What's the situation in Malawi, you know, with respect to the COVID and how things are picking up? Can you give us a bit of a sense?
Thank you very much, Kojo. In terms of corona, that right now in Malawi, I think we have seen for the past week or so, we have seen reduced numbers in terms of new cases, that we've also seen a good a number of recoveries. And of course, also we have had decreased numbers in terms of death due to corona. So generally, I would say that the cases are really, really going down, as much as also it has also affected business. But then we're hoping that in the coming weeks or so, we should be able to pick up.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And it's, you know, it gladdens our hearts, not only in the tourism industry, but, you know, generally how things are picking up. That would also help economies to be back to normal. Now, let's get into our conversation. Tell us who Mariam is.
Okay. As you've already said, my name is Mariam. I'm actually 42 years old, a mother of two boys, 21 and 23. I started my journey as a chef in 2000, where I did my training at Malawi Institute of Tourism, that is in one of the cities in Malawi, that is Blantyre, for a year and a half. And then in 2001, I started working. Of course, I started working in a hospital, in a private hospital, as a chef there for 3 years, from 2001 to 2004. And then in 2005, I joined Sunbird. That was in the city, in the Lilongwe city. I joined Sunbird Capital. We actually, Sunbird has got 8 properties in Malawi as I speak now. So I'm working as executive chef in one of the properties. Through my journey with Sunbird, as I said, I started in 2004. In 2010, I got a chance of a scholarship that I went to Switzerland, where I did my advanced diploma in culinary management. So I, that was in 2010 to 2011, August. And I've worked in Sunbird for 4 of their properties. That is the 2 or 1 of the properties that are in Lilongwe, Sunbird Lilongwe and Sunbird Capital. I've worked with one of the properties that is in the northern part of Malawi, that is Sunbird Mzuzu. I've also worked with one of the properties that is in Blantyre, in the southern part of Malawi, that is Sunbird Mount Sochi. But currently, I'm working as executive chef for Sunbird Lilongwe, one of the properties in the capital city of Malawi.
Okay, excellent. And, you know, those of the listeners who don't know, Sunbird is one of the biggest hotel group in Malawi. Now, you spoke about your training in Switzerland and, you know, other parts of the world. How has it influenced your you know, your work as a chef and, you know, your style?
Well, it has really had a very great impact. You know that Malawi, as a destination, we do not only serve locals, we also serve international guests who really have a different, sometimes a different taste of the food that we have here. But then I would say one of it that has also helped me is the exposure. You know, Africa and Europe is different, and even in terms of the cuisine, it is different. But however, that really helped me to fuse in with the local and the international. I've managed to fuse in the two, so that when I'm giving out my menus, I'm able to cater for both guests. As much as most of the people that come here, they would also want to test our local food here. And before I forget, let me make mention to say that in all our sunbed properties, we also offer traditional meals at least twice in a week. Either, like for us here at Sunbed Lilongwe, we offer on Tuesdays and on Fridays. So we have all local meals where our customers will enjoy our local meals. But in terms of impact, as for the international cuisine and international guests, then I'm also able to give them what they want, because I've had a taste of it. So at least I'm able to understand what they want and give them what they want. So it has really, really helped me. And also, looking at the setup that we have here and the setup that is out there, it is different. I would also say that in terms of the operational wise, in terms of equipment, our colleagues in the Europe, they're very well advanced. We are also trying to catch up with that. So for the time that I've been there and the time that I came back, I've tried to at least catch up in terms of the way we do presentation of our food, the way we do our cooking and everything else. It has really, really impacted on that.
Okay, excellent. Now let's zoom in on the Tour of African Gastronomy book that was launched by the World Tourism Organization, of which, you know, you were one of the featured chefs. In fact, the chef from Malawi that you were featured in. Now, the project itself obviously helps to give knowledge about African gastronomy. Of course, if you go outside of Africa, sometimes it's difficult to find some of our cuisines out there. You in the book, you gave some recipe, and then, for example, you did mention Chambo's stew mamas. All right. Yes. Now, if I want to come to that not just the culinary or not just the food, what are some of the pairings that you think as a chef that we can improve upon or improve on? Because sometimes you have the food, but food also go with beverage. If you look at gastronomy on its own.
Yes.
How
yes.
then as a chef do you recommend or make this recommendation part of your offerings to your guests and people who come to your properties?
As I already mentioned, Chambo, the one that I put featured in the book, the Chambo, Chambo is well known, Malawi is well known for its Chambo. It has a very good taste, and the way I prepared it is the way we prepared it traditionally. That's why I called it Mama's. So Mama's style is more than that. My mom, even my grandma, typical in the village, would also prepare it the same way. So it has its fresh taste with no spices, just the way it is. Now, in terms of pairing it with a drink, I would say, we also have got some local beer, which is very good. We've got Kucha Kucha, it's also good, which I would also say that it would also go well with that. But then even if one was going taking wine, it would also go well with a white wine, because of the taste that the Chambo has itself.
Okay, excellent. Now, again, let's just stay on the Malawi cuisine. What do you think can be done, apart from what we've done, from your end, how can we use our food, to promote the country or the destination from your standpoint as a chef?
As a chef, I would say that we as Malawians, we should be able to market our food. I would also mention to say that as I'm speaking now, if you go around outside Malawi, you'd find that there are some other places that would typically offer traditional meals on a daily basis. Of course, it could be small restaurants, but they offer traditional food on a daily basis, and they have a variety. We'll be talking of 10 or 15 dishes that are all local. So people should be able to promote our dishes. as much, especially for those that are coming from outside, our tourists, they should be able to sample and test the food. I have had instances where I've had a lot of international guests coming for conferences, and then when they meet their Malawian traditional day, they will come and say, oh, what is this? And then you have to go there and start explaining to them so that they should know exactly what they have. I remember one of the days we had locust, we call them zuara, on the menu. And then someone said, and the one of the customers says, oh, what is this? And I told her, and she was very excited. I said, okay, get one and test it. And she really, really enjoyed it. So as Malawians, as citizens, we should be able to market our food. We should not just go by what they've always eaten at home. When they come here, we should be able to tell them about our food, explaining to them about our food, so that they should also sample and then make a difference.
Okay. And I know that in Malawi, you have diverse food offerings. But if I'm to pin you to the signature food or experience or bites that somebody can have when he or she is in Malawi, what would that food be?
As I already mentioned before, to say chambo is well known. That is one of the best fish that you can get in Malawi. But apart from chambo, we also have another fish. We call it butterfish. And this one goes well, especially the butterfish. It goes well with, you know, plantain bananas. We also have plantain bananas here. The butterfish really, really goes well with the plantain. And also, you know, we've got a variety of beans here in Malawi, which are very nice and good. That is also another dish that I would also want someone to come and test, because it is really, really good. And for the plantain, we've got a number of ways that we prepare it. We also sometimes, especially from the northern part of Malawi, we also prepare it with, we just get the beef, we boil it, and then we add the plantain in there, and we call it mbalaya. So that's another dish that I would encourage, if someone comes, visits Malawi, should come and test. But the one that is really, really popular is the chambo.
Chambo, okay, excellent. And then, I mean, you were kind to give all the recipe that have been used and the step-by-step approach of preparing a chambo. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, I believe you have an association in Malawi of chefs, or you know, similar union. What have you been doing to champion Malawian cuisines? Do you have conversations with government or interest groups to see how, as executive chefs, you can do to promote indigenous or Malawian food in eateries or hotels?
Currently, we have an association which is underway that we are for chefs, which is underway that we want to register it. But then we are almost there, I would say, because we've already done the constitution and most of the things that are supposed to do, we've already done them, and we're just waiting for it to get registered. But then I would also say that as Malawi, we should be able to participate as well in food festivals, not only here in Malawi, but even outside when there's chance, so that we could go out there and display the food that people or guests can come and enjoy when they come to Malawi.
Okay. And what inspired you into getting into the food industry, i.e. being a chef? What was your inspiration?
Sorry?
No, I was asking you that, what was your inspiration?
You're breaking bad in here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was your inspiration becoming a chef? What inspired you to take the chef?
It's a funny part of it. How I really, really, if I tell you my story, it's funny kind of. Because when I finished my... when I finished my Form 4, which is the highest secondary school grade here in Malawi, I started working for one company as a cashier. I worked for this. Then this advert came in the paper for training at Malawi Institute of Tourism, where I did my training. I applied. When I went there, And then I was like, oh, of all these courses, which one do I get? I had forgotten actually which I had applied for. Then I said, I'll just pick food production. There's food production, food and beverage services, housekeeping, and what? Then I said, I'll pick food production. As much as I also was on secondary school, I used to do home economics. So yes, I was really enjoying to cook, but I don't think I would say I had that much passion at that time. But then when I went for the interview, and then they picked me and I started the training, that's when I really thought and I felt that I think I've got passion for cooking. And then I said, I think this is my profession. But to be frank, at that time, I don't think I would have said that there are not a lot of cooks out there that I really, really known out there at that time when I was doing my training. But then as I was going along, I think my journey has been so challenging and so good, and that it really made me to say, I think this is the kind of thing that I'd really want to do and I love to do. So I would say that what really inspired me is to say that another thing is, at the end of the day, after whatever everybody else has done, they'll still want to sit down and eat. So whatever it is that one does, whatever kind of job that one does, they'll still want to go home and then sit down and eat. So that has also been one of the things that has inspired me. And apart from that, I also believe that cooking is not just a matter of following the recipe. It is coming from the heart. So if you have a heart for food, if you love food, then that was also another inspiration that I've always had as I've gone through my journey.
Okay. What do you tell people? Yes. I mean, why should people opt for Malawian cuisines?
Mostly, the Malawian food is got good taste in its own. Maybe I didn't mention about the rice, but then in Malawi, you've got one of the best rice that you can get all over the world. We call it kilombelo or even super fire. So mostly I would say that Malawian food, even if you cook it without any spice, it will still taste nice and good. It doesn't really need a lot of additives to put in so that it comes out with a taste. It's got a great taste on its own. So you really wouldn't want to have a lot of spices in it, because it also destroys the taste of it. So Malawian cuisine, Malawian food generally has got good taste on its own. And mostly I'd also say that in terms of a choice of our food, there's a wide range of choices of food from Malawi.
Miriam Kauzu, thank you so much. Yes. For your time. And it's been an insightful conversation into gastronomy of Malawi.
Thank you very much. Bravo, 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 bravo